Rabotai, we're starting Page Yud Zayin. We're discussing, we briefly started the Chet Adam HaRishon, exactly what happened to Adam HaRishon when he sinned. Okay, so everyone look at these, it says Haggah, Page Yud Zayin. Okay, we're just discussing how man is just connected to all the olamot, everything that you do, you're only Kedusha. You're connected to all the olamot HaKedushim, all the holy worlds, that's what you're connected to. So says the Nefesh HaChaim, this only applies to Adam HaRishon Kodem Achet. This was the situation before Adam sinned, before he ate from the fruit in Gan Eden. V'zeh haya Kodem Achet. This took place before the Chet, that's when he was so connected. Lo haya kalul az rak mikol ha'olamot ha'kochot ha'kedusha levad. He only had Kedusha in him. He was not connected to olamot ha'tum'ah. V'lo mikochot ha'ra. He did not have any ra, any evil inside him. אבל אחר החטא, but after the sin, נכללו ונתערבו בו גם כוחות הטומאה והרע. After he sinned, he has the יצר הרע, now it's inside him. He has כוחות הרע connected with him. וממילא, and retroactively, הערב אותם על ידי גם זה והעולמות. Because he himself is מעורב מטוב עד רע, because he himself is a mixture of good and evil, and we said his neshama is connected to all the world. Because he himself is a microcosm of the entire universe, and everything that takes place is awakened. Man, in his actions, arouses all the movement in Shamayim. And that's the meaning when God made this tree called Etz HaDa'at, Tov Vara, we have to see what the word Da'at means, knowledge. He said, if you eat from this tree, you're going to have Da'at Tov Vara. You're going to have the knowledge of good and evil, which means then good and evil will be inside you. You're going to have Kochot Hara Ve'atov. Now, what does this mean exactly? Now, the question we mentioned last time, Harambam was asked the question. It seems that Adam HaRishon was rewarded for sinning. Yeah, Hashem said, don't eat from the tree. If you eat from the tree, you're going to have knowledge of good and evil. So when we read the Torah simplistically, you just read the translation with no Rashi, no Ramban, or Chaim HaKadosh, it just seems that he was a simplistic, like almost like a child. Should we eat? Should we not eat? You know, they didn't even realize they're naked. What's going on over here? And then after he sins, he has this knowledge. So the Ramban was asked, it's in the Moreh Nevuchim, the second chapter of the Moreh Nevuchim, Rambam says, I was asked that question. That it seems that man was rewarded for his sin. He used to not have knowledge, now he has knowledge. So the Rambam says, Tov and Ra are really a very subjective, it's not such a true statement. To say something is good and bad,
it's not so black and white.
That has to do with the feelings that you have. Before Adam sinned, there was emet v'sheker. That's all there was. There was truth and false. Adam HaRishon, obviously he had a yetzer hara, because he sinned. He did sin. Hashem commanded him, don't eat it. So you see that he decided to eat it.
In him.
So we're going to explain what the yetzer hara exactly was, but he definitely had bechira chofshit. The thing is, it was an external yetzer hara. He himself was only good. So let's see what the Nefesh HaChaim, this very much corresponds with the Rambam. He says, obviously Adam HaRishon had free will. He had free will. To steer himself as he sees fit. He can do good or the opposite. So he doesn't say lahara. To do good or not to do good. That was his choice. This was the purpose of creation. Why didn't God create man? He created man to overcome this test. He didn't create man perfect. He created man with a nisayon. If he passes this test, he goes to Olam Haba. It would have been Shabbat. He was created on Sunday, on Friday. And it was, Erev Shabbat he was created. Everything took place Erev Shabbat. Had he not sinned, it would have ushered in Olam Haba. Then God's purpose for creation would have been fulfilled. He created a human being. God wants to give good to the human being, but he wants to test him that he's the owner of the good, that he is the Ba'al HaTov. because it's his choice to do good. Had Adam HaRishon passed the test, it would have just gone into Olam Haba. Now, Adam HaRishon obviously had the test. You see that he failed. He failed the test. So you have to say, number one, that Adam HaRishon had Bechira, and he had a knowledge that we can't even understand. He did not gain by eating the Etz Hadat Tov HaRa. It's just his knowledge changed. Now, it's subjective. So Rambam, you know, my understanding of Rambam is that, you know, we mentioned last time smoking, for example. Smoking is sheker. You don't gain anything by smoking. But there's a good feeling you have from smoking. So it's like tov and ra. You know, it feels good, but it's bad for you. All right. Before Chet Adam HaRishon, there was no, this feels nice, this is good. It's just, is this a true thing that I'm doing? Will this bring me to the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or will this not bring me to the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Just emet v'sheker. That's why the Torah makes such an emphasis, places such an emphasis on the fact that they weren't wearing anything. Adam and Chava were not wearing anything. They were not embarrassed. Because the truth is, emet, there's nothing to be embarrassed. Why should you be embarrassed by not wearing clothing? It's just the Yetzer Hara, after the Chet Adam HaRishon, makes already, you know, the procreation, right? Sexual relations is already something that feels nice. That's why they're interested in it. But the truth is, it's just to have children. That's really why God made it. So that's why the Torah says that's the biggest ta'ava that a person has. That's why the Torah says they did not have this yetzer hara, because if you really think very clearly, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. There should be no issue. Afterwards, everything already becomes very clouded. But we eat because it tastes good, even though this food might kill you. People do drugs because it feels good. It might kill them also. There's no clarity in life, because everything is a mixture of tov and ra. He's going to explain this a little bit more. He says, "Omnam lo shaya inam bechirato machmat shekochot hara hayu kelulim betocho." His bechira had nothing to do. It's the next paragraph. His bechira, his free will, had nothing to do with the fact that the kochot hara were inside him. Hayu kelulim betocho. He did not have any bad inside him. There was no internal yetzer hara. Man only had good in him. He was yashar. Everything that he, all of his entire situation, his entire makeup, was kadosh and very refined. And there was nothing mixed up. There was no bad inside him. The key point here is that there was a yetzer hara, but it was external. It was not inside him. The inyan bifnei atzmam chutz mimenu. The yetzer hara was something completely separate from him. And he gives a mashal. He says, "V'aya bad bechira likanes lekochot hara chas v'shalom." He had, now what was his free will that he had? His free will is, should I enter the evil? Should I enter this kochot hara, which is external? There's a etz hadat tov hara. Should I partake of the ra, or should I not? Just like Moshe Adam who bala bechira dikanes el tocha esh, you have the choice to jump into fire, but not to jump into fire. The fire is there. The fire was also there. The yetzer hara was there. It's just that he had to make a concerted effort to jump into the fire. A human being, if you want to jump into fire, you can jump into fire. This thing of the fire, okay? We don't realize the averot that we do it's really esh, right? The Arizal says that Adam HaRishon, I saw this, Rav Destor quotes the Arizal. Arizal said it was avera deshem shamayim. Adam HaRishon heard that he's going to have a certain knowledge and it's going to be very difficult for him. He's going to have tov inside him. So he said, wow.
He's going to be tested.
And now I can have an even bigger test.
It was going to be bigger.
I can have an even bigger test and be even closer to Hashem, because I'm going to fight even harder to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was an avera deshem shamayim.
Right. So the
Arizal said, what's that?
So why blame the woman?
Because they did it. They did it together. There are lots of different interpretations. The Ora Chaim HaKadosh says that Adam HaRishon didn't even know that it was the Etz Hadat.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
What Ora Chaim says. According to the Arizal, he knew.
So why blame the woman?
What's that?
Why blame the woman?
Because now Hashem revealed to Adam HaRishon He said, what you did was wrong. You went against my will. Even though, you're right, listen, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Adam HaRishon, his sin. It is more difficult to serve Hashem now, and there's going to be more reward for it also.
Everything now we blame the woman. Is that the
message? Right. So after it happened, Adam HaRishon realized what he did was wrong. Now he understood. Now they saw themselves, and they were naked.
So maybe it's the same thing that today, let's go do all the other work in the world, and then you said, I'm going to be Baal Tshuva, try to do everything, and then you become higher level.
But the thing is that's wrong. It's wrong. Number one, you see Adam HaRishon, it was a mistake what he did. And that's also a mistake. First of all, who says you're going to live to do Teshuvah?
Maybe.
Who says?
Maybe.
The person can do Havera and God takes him right away.
Maybe he didn't have the knowledge of the 12 and Ra till he had tried it. He's going to tell you the personality of the Adam, how it was. You didn't know about nothing about 12 and Ra.
Let's see the Nefesh HaHaim. He's going to explain a little bit more over here.
I don't understand you.
Okay. He says, look here, Rabbi Tai. He says here, just like a man can jump into the fire, the point he's trying to say is Adam HaRishon did have a Yetzer Hara, it was not inside him.
Yeah, because
he says, okay? You see, God commanded him, don't eat, and he did. Why would God command him if he was not able to decide for himself? Obviously, he had some type of Bechira. Now, what's the difference? He says here, Lachen, in the second line, Kesheratza ha-sitra ahara lachti'o. Now, when God wanted to test Adam HaRishon, Hashem sent the Yetzer Hara to make him sin. So the snake, okay, the Nahash, he has to come from the outside to seduce Adam. Not the way it is now. You see, right now the Nahash is inside you. It's inside you. You yourself are your Yetzer Hara. He says that Yetzer Hara convinces you that you yourself want to do the sin. You don't feel there's an external, a power that's trying to seduce you. You yourself, you decide for yourself. This looks good for me. I decide. The Yetzer Hara became part of you. Now, when he sinned, and he went after the Sita Ahara, which was external. Now what happened was, Adam HaRishon didn't realize what was going to happen. He didn't realize the extent of how low he became. It says in the Tehillim, it says, Amarti, forget the Pasuk exact, it says, Bene Alyon Kulechem. Ve'achen ke Adam Temutun. Right? Nimshal ka behemot nidmu. The human being was really like, it was like a malach. And when he ate from the Etz Hadaat, he became like an animal. And he understood what happened after. That's why he was so embarrassed. He hid from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't know what to do with himself. So now he has the Kohot Ara inside himself. Okay? The same thing applies also to the Olamot. Besides you yourself having a microcosm of all the good and bad, also the olamot. We affected the olamot. This is the etz hadaat tov hara. Shenitchaberu v'nitarvu b'tocho ba'olamot ha'tov hara yachad zeh b'toch zeh mamash. Everything became totally mixed up. V'zeh ki hada'at perusho itchaberut kayadua. Now this is, you see, God called the tree the etz hada'at. Da'at. What's da'at? That means knowledge. But you see, when the Torah talks about it, a couple having relations, and also calls it Vayeda Adam, Chava Ishko. He knew her. Because knowledge means Hitchabrut. The Tanya explains, Hitchabrut means it's a connection. That's what it means. Knowledge is a connection. So how does knowledge apply with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says, Chokhmah is, you understand that there's a God. Okay, you read a Sefer, you see a beautiful flower, or a beautiful creation, and you have, okay, must be a God. Bina is when you really internalize it. Da'at is you become mitchaber. It becomes, emunah becomes one with you. It's inseparable from you. It becomes part of you. Adam HaRishon, by sinning, he had da'at tovara. Now he became mitchaber la tovara. Now we're not ra, but we have tov and ra.
We are fused together.
We're just a big mixture. And he says, what's that? The Bechira was, it was basically, should I enter the Yetzer Hara?
Should I listen to you or not? That was not Bechira.
It was not part of him. He was Kulo Kadosh.
What's the comparison though? If there's no bad yet,
There was no fight with him. The fight was external. The rabbi says. So now let's say I'm pure good and you try.
Let's just go through the text here. If you look in this, is the Kitve Arizal. He explains this concept over here. The Arizal was very he was terse in his explanation. וזה שאמור רזל, רבי say, כשבא נחש על חווה, הטיל בה זוהמה. It says when the נחש seduced חווה, he placed in her זוהמה. הטיל בה זוהמה. She has this impurity, this dirt. He put in her this impurity inside her. רוצה לומר בתוכה ממש. Okay, but we have to see, what is that literal, not literal? Okay, I wasn't going to go there. בתוכה ממש. Let's just... ומאז גרם על ידי זה בוביה גדולה במעשיו. Now, what happened over here, after the sin, there's a great mix-up now in Adam הראשון. Everything is totally mixed up. שכל מעשי האדם הם בערבוביה והשתנות רבים מאוד. You see, all of our actions are totally mixed up. פעם טוב ופעם רע. Look how weak we are. Right? Within a mitzvah itself, we can have machshavot zarot, bad thoughts. Everything we do is a big mix-up. We're tov, sometimes we're tov, sometimes we're ra. Sometimes the tov is really ra. We think it's tov, and it's really avera.
And opposite too?
What do you mean?
What's that?
Opposite too. Sometimes you're ra, but
it could be. Everything is totally mixed up. Umitapech tamid mitov lera umira letov. We are so weak. We're constantly tzaddikim, reshayim, tzaddikim, reshayim. Back and forth. And like, what am I supposed to do?
To fight for love.
Even our mitzvot themselves, kimat bilti efshar larov ha'olam shetia kula kodesh zaka u'nikiyah lagamri. It is impossible, okay, for anything that we do, any mitzvah that we do, to be completely pure and holy. It's kimat, okay? As he says, it's almost impossible, because they have that, you know, 0.0001% of tzaddikim, Eliyahu Navi, Moshe Rabbeinu. He says it's impossible, basically, effectively, it's impossible for anyone of us to do anything without some type of ulterior motive for yourself. When you do mitzvah, even, let's say you say, I don't care about Olam Haba. I want to do the mitzvot for Hashem. But it makes you feel good. You feel good. There's always going to be some type of personal feeling that you have towards the mitzvah that is self-serving. You're self-serving yourself. Obviously, when we sin, we do something that's not good. Obviously, that's bad. But sometimes, that's exactly what you said, Shlomo. Sometimes even the avera that you do, you have some type of like, it's going to help me in the long run. Okay? We're just totally mixed up. According to your imagination. Now, even the tzaddikim, what about tzaddikim gemurim? וגם צדיק הגמור, as the next paragraph, שמימיו לא עשה שום מעשה אשר לא טובה. Let's say you have a tzaddik that never did, never transgressed, never sinned, ולא סך מימיו שום שיחה קלה אשר לא טובה חס ושלום. He never even said one word of לשון הרע, of שקר, of גאווה. He's just צדיק, צדיק יסוד העולם. Okay? Just put the name Baba before him. It's impossible for everything to be totally
Baba.
Pure, 100%. It's impossible.
Even a Baba sins.
Yeah. It's impossible to have, not to have one pegam, one type of fault inside it. וזה שאמר הכתוב, this is what it says in Kohelet, כי אדם אין צדיק בארץ אשר יחסה טוב. There is no man who is a tzaddik who only does good and does not sin. He says that nefesh ha'chaim she'i efshar shelo ye at kol panim tzat chisaron b'maaseh ha'tov atzmah she'osah. According to nefesh ha'chaim, it appears that this pasuk is lav dafka. It's not really literal. It is possible to have someone that does not sin.
Yeah, but
the mitzvah for even the mitzvot of the tzaddikim, there's some, there's always some type of, it's not 100% pure.
This feeling that maybe I did,
look what I did, gava or olam haba, or you don't want to, you want to be blessed in this world. It's impossible because we're human. We're human beings.
Has anyone attained that level that everything's
100%?
It can be. Says something interesting.
I just wanted to know if there was anyone like on this level.
In the Siftei Chaim, the Siftei Chaim brings Arizal. Interesting, Arizal. He takes a little bit of a different take than this. Might be a machloka. I don't know. It's better not to make a machloka. But he says the Siftei Chaim brings the Arizal. The Arizal says actually it's. He says there were a few people, you know, the rabbis say that they died. He's going to speak about this also. They only died because of the Nahash. They really never sinned. But the Arizal says that's actually not true. This pasuk says there is no man who only does good and doesn't sin. The Arizal says no, even those people, they sinned. But it was a sin. Yeah,
Yishai and Binyamin.
The big tzaddikim, Yishai. Shemoret Yishai. Again. He was a tzaddik. Yeah, so the Arizal says, he says, no, they also sinned. But they sinned ba'al kurham, which means sometimes God tests you, and it actually was impossible for you. You had no choice. You had to sin. The question is, what do you do now? Now that you see you've sinned, those tzaddikim never sinned again. They saw that they were vulnerable. That's it. It's like you're in the supermarket, okay? And you want to buy your milk, and you have all these magazines and pritzut. Sometimes you see something, you really did not mean to see it, but you have a yetzer hara. Now the question is, what do you do now? Do you take the second look? You want to make sure what you saw, that is what you saw? Right? Or do you look away?
You go wash your eyes.
You go and buy all the
money. So that's what that Arizal says. As those tzaddikim, when we say they never sin, that means they never sin willfully. Could be Hashem tested them, they sinned. But they were so upset about sinning and so revolted by the Avera, they made sure never to ever do it again. Never, you don't go to that market. Go to Livonia. Okay. Don't go anywhere, just go to kosher. Go to the kosher supermarket.
According to Arizal, I think there is few things that you do that the Kadosh Baruch Hu not going to make you fail, as in Shogeg. Like if you keep chametz doing Pesach,
yeah.
There is zgula that you're never going to have
b'shogeg.
So it's like you walk by the market and you see.
Exactly. So he says it, but according to the Nefesh HaHaim, he's taking it that the mitzvot themselves, it could be you won't sin, but it's impossible to have a mitzvah 100% pure. So now look at the next paragraph. Lachem keshemachnisim ha'adam la'mishpat. Now when God judges us, He brings us into judgment of Anavit Barach Shemo. Tzadich cheshbonot rabbim le'en shi'ur. There's a big, big cheshbon going on. Al kol pratei hapratim shekol ma'asav diburam machshavotav. On every action you did, every word you said, every thought that you have. V'chol pratei hanagotav ve'ofnei nitiyatam la'an ayunotim. Because God is going to look into your mitzvah, not just into what you did. First of all, how you did the mitzvah. You put tefillin. Okay? Did you put it properly? Don't get scared. Right? Put the tefillin. Did you put it properly? Now, hold on 1 second. Did you have machsha? What were you thinking about when you put the tefillin? God is going to look into your mind, into the mitzvot that you did. Because we're tov and ra and tov and ra. And God's going to say, oh, but this was a really good mitzvah that you did. You know? It was 90% pure. Okay. The 10% wasn't so good. I'll forgive him for that one. Hashem knows we're not. We're half animal. We have a big yetzer hara. But that's when God judges us, He's judging everything that took place. All the machshavot that you have, that the Chovot HaLevavot dedicated a whole section of the Chovot HaLevavot to purifying your thoughts when you do mitzvot. Just to do the mitzvah, because that's what Hashem wants. And He said, don't lose it, you're going to lose the mitzvah. You know, people give tzedakah just for kavod. It's just so their name is, emblazoned on the building. Okay? They lose the mitzvah. They don't lose the mitzvah, but they lose a lot of the mitzvah.
A lot of the reward of the mitzvah.
The reward of the mitzvah, and it's if you're doing it for yourself, if you're doing a mitzvah for your own kavod, that's tov vera, tov ven ra.
The synagogue's fault. In the synagogues, you shouldn't have those.
Many times people give it. So I'll tell you.
They put their names up there.
Some donors say, just write Leilu Nishmat, don't put my name on. There are such people. Tzaddikim, why should I have my name on a building?
No, but they should
that
make
everyone
a ruling at Takana. Just don't put that tree that I know everyone's...
Listen, this is a...
That causes people to sin.
What's that?
To lose 90% of the mitzvot.
Some people would not do the mitzvah otherwise. So at least they're doing a mitzvah. At least they do get something.
But if
out of
it.
Anyways, guys, we'll continue next week.
If you don't show up, nobody else.